For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler, excited to be joined today by one of the premier offensive tackles in the entire 2024 NFL draft. That is Ladarius Henderson from the college football national champion, Michigan Wolverines. Ladarius, appreciate you joining me, man. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a ton of fun, honestly. Although, you know, it can be stressful at times. There's a lot on our mind. It's just, you do want to take a second and enjoy that you're in the spot that you hoped to be in 4 or 5 years ago. So I can't complain at all.
Take me in these last few weeks, man. I know you had a busy schedule, obviously long season for Michigan. Then you go down to the Senior Bowl as well. But are there some certain things maybe that you've been looking to fine tune in your game as we move forward closer to this NFL Combine here in the next few weeks?
Absolutely. I mean, I've never played in a 15-game college football season before and ended so late like we did. And I wouldn't have it any other way, but you do start your off season later than you normally would. So, you know, you kind of get straight into it and get straight into trying to honor your craft, to fix your weaknesses and just get better. And one of the things I've been focusing on in this process is really just flexibility, playing with a lower pad level, and just ultimately getting stronger because, I mean, every level you go up, I feel like it just helps to be stronger. So that's one thing I've been focusing on.
Ladarius, for those out there that weren't able to watch you at Arizona State or at Michigan, what are teams getting in a guy along the offensive line, not just as a player, but as a man and a leader in the locker room as well for a long, long time?
Honestly, I'm not a person I want to talk and gas my head up too much and just talk about all the great things that I can do or whatever. But, I've been a leader. If you ask any of my teammates at Arizona State while I was the captain there, what type of captain I was, I trust everybody in that locker room that I was ever around with my name in their mouth. I like to think I was a really great leader for us and by example and vocally and with my intensity, the way I attacked each day enthusiastically in every way. And just a guy who's dedicated to winning and then goes to Michigan and learns how to win even more so. And just what I bring intelligence-wise and just, I'm just not a selfish guy. And I'm really just a hard worker who with capabilities to lead and I just want to win. And that's what teams are getting with me, a guy who I'm married and I just love football, and I love being around men that love football.
Ladarius, there's not a lot of guys in this draft class that have experience both in the Pac-12 and in the Big Ten, two Power 5 conferences, and the success that you had at both spots. Take me into a little bit maybe beyond football as far as just your time at both those schools. Obviously, it was great this past year in that long college football national championship run. There's not a lot of guys that can sit there and say, I got a national championship ring. Take me into your time at both those programs, man, and not just how it helped you as a player, but as a man as well.
Well, I would say, obviously, when I was at Arizona State, I was there fresh out of high school. So college does grow you a little bit from being a boy into being a man. And so you learn a lot of those, you know, first living on your own experiences. A lot of that is from Arizona State. But being there, it just really molded me into being a pro and being independent and, you know, being a leader. And like, I mean, not to talk bad of my old teammates or anything, but it's just not as many like-minded, locked-in, you know, pro-minded individuals at Arizona State as there was at Michigan. So being a captain there required me to do more, to pull more out of people and, you know, kind of get them, get to our most potential, you know. So it kind of, in a way, it was good for me because I got to really lead, you know, like my parents. I was just like thinking about my parents in some situation. It's, you don't really get to know how great of a parent you are if you have the best kid in the world. But then when I got to Michigan, a lot of it shaped me as a man because I did face some adversity. Because, I mean, even though there was adversity everywhere you go, but I pretty much started every game I was there at Arizona State. And at Michigan, I almost didn't start. Like, I was in a battle. And I was competing in the first three games of the season with this is my last year of eligibility. So there's a lot of adversity that I dealt with in that situation that shaped me into also the man I am today, which I'm so thankful for.
You got to take me into that college football title run, man. I know it was a long season, but you lived at left tackle, protecting J.J. McCarthy's blind side. The talent around you, I don't need to go into the names, not just the skilled players, but the big boys around you, Ladarius. Just take me a little bit into behind the scenes of just that camaraderie that you had with your teammates, with Coach Jim Harbaugh that's now with the Chargers, of course. But just take me a little bit behind the scenes and how special that title run was this year with the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that was... If they don't make a 30 for 30 about this season, I'll be disappointed. It just meant so much to us to go through all we had been through and to feel like we were being villainized. And it just brought us, it genuinely brought us closer. And I know you've probably heard that. And people might think players say whatever in these interviews, but it is so true. And it just bonded us tighter. And just, that was our focus the entire year. Even before summer, our focus was on winning the national championship, and there was not a single week that we did not talk about our goal in doing so. And so as the closer and closer as it got, it just became more and more real, and we just dialed in. Like, where some teams might have tapered off and turned it down, we turned it up, and we kept turning it up because we were so close to what we wanted. And once we did it, it was tears. It was the best feeling ever.
Moving past your year at Michigan, Ladarius, talk to me a little bit about your experience down in Mobile, getting that invite from Jim Nagy and his staff and going down there where obviously you know that there's a lot of talent along the offensive line this year in this year's class, and you're right up at the top. But getting down there and competing against some of the best defensive talent in the country, how important was it for you to strap up and compete there and wear that Michigan helmet just one last time?
Oh, it was extremely important for me. I really wanted to go down there and show even more position flexibility, even though I have it on all 22 tape. But it was just a great experience to be in that environment. And like, these are a lot of guys at this game specifically are guys that are going to go and have a ton of success in the next level. And to just be one of those guys and doing well in these practices, and it shows a lot. Even though teams are seeing you play on film, it just, I don't know, it just feels like it means more. And it was a ton of fun to go down there and experience that.
Take me into your game a little bit, man, as both a tackle and guard. I know you lived on the left side primarily in your career, but you also have snaps at right guard and right tackle. And heck, and Ladarius in a pinch, man, I'm sure you probably could play center as well. So that versatility obviously is super important for teams. Can you take the layers back just a little bit for me on your game as far as maybe things that you focus on different as a left tackle and maybe as a left guard in your game, and that helps you win reps before the ball's ever snapped?
Well, that's really where I make a lot of my money and the success that I have is my pre-snap. And that's been developed even since I was a young player, and that's probably what helped me play at a young age. But I try to win every single pre-snap, not only for myself, but for all the other guys on the offensive line. There's just so many things that you can key into and look at during the play pre-snap and as the week is approaching the game. As the week is approaching the game, you look at, okay, what type of defense is this, obviously? What type of guy am I going against? Where is this DC from? How long has he been there? so you know how much film you can go back and draw back to about tendencies. The guy I'm going against, D linemen, they all do a ton of moves. Mm-hmm. What moves does he win at? What moves does he not win at? How can I make him do the move that he's not going to win at? So I know everybody, all these D linemen have jabs and they have haymakers. What can I do to shut down that haymaker? And then when we get in the game, it's what's his stance look like? What is this formation telling me? What are the safeties telling me about who can blitz right now, who can't blitz right now? And as a tackle, you're really a guy that's – you're the one really reading is the can the corner blitz, can the nickel blitz, what's the – you know, but as a guard, you see – are the linebackers off levels, or their stances in a way like he, you know, just certain things you see. But since I got to play both, I got good at reading both of those things. And even I remember my years, my junior and senior year at left guard in Arizona State, I at guard would call out nickel and corner blitzes. Because we had young tackles at the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to add more to their plate. So this is something I'm really comfortable with, and I feel like it helps me a lot. I mean, I'm only 6'4", which, you know, I feel like you got to take every edge and every advantage you can when you play this game.
Ladarius, I know we talked about your game as a ball player. What are some things that you like to do away from football? When you're not all strapped up and you got a little free time, what are some things that you like to do?
Honestly, like I said, I'm married. I'm probably more of a boring guy that people will probably like to hear, but I love watching shows with my wife, taking my dogs to the dog park. I'm a big TV show guy. I love it. Like, Yellowstone is my favorite show. I can't wait for them to come out with this next part, but I love that show. I can't get enough of it.
Awesome, man. Look, I would also be remiss, Ladarius. There's not many guys in this class that say that they protected Jaden Daniels and they protected J.J. McCarthy, potential two top 10 picks in this class, man. You got to give me a little bit of insight into both those guys. Your time was spent with both those guys. Of course, Jaden at Arizona State and J.J. up in Michigan. Take me into just a little bit of what those guys are like behind the scenes when the cameras aren't on.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, so I actually lived with Jaden for a few years.
Okay.
Me and him were roommates in our younger years at Arizona State, so I know him pretty well. I'm pretty close with both of these guys. And Jaden, oh, man, this guy is – I would say he's actually funnier than people probably think. He's actually a pretty personable guy, likable dude. Both of these guys, what they have in common is their hard work and their intent for the game. But obviously, they're both going to be top 10 picks. But – Jaden, outside of football, what is he like? He is extremely competitive, mm-hmm. and we will always compete in anything. Like, we'll find board games at Uno or whatever, and we would just go at it all day. And that's just, I mean, that makes sense. You got to be pretty competitive to play at this level. And then JJ, he is exactly what you probably think that he would be. Like, he is not... It's not a gimmick or a game at all, what you see on, you know, he does have a lot of zen. He is very dialed into who he is mentally and his views of the world and optimism. It's genuine, and he's a genuine guy, and I love him. So, two great dudes. Stand up, guys.
Absolutely. Look, Ladarius, man, last one for you before we get you out of here. When you look back on this process, when you're a kid and first time ever putting on the helmet and figuring out which way the darn shoulder pads even go on, man, and you get to this college process, of course, your success at both Arizona State and Michigan, and then now in the pre-draft process, we're just a few weeks away from the NFL Combine. How special is that moment going to be for you and your family, man, when you hear your name called here in these next few months?
Oh, man, I don't know how I'll be able to hold back the tears. I mean, it's been a journey, and this is honestly just the beginning of a journey, but it's, wow. It's just even thinking about this being a possibility still doesn't feel real at times, and I just can't wait. I can't wait.
All right, everyone, that is my conversation with Michigan offensive lineman Ladarius Henderson, the guy with that tackle guard versatility that all teams, all 32 teams in the NFL desire, and the big boys up front that live in the trenches. Very well-spoken young man. Impressive. You turn on that tape, and he just flat out gets after people. You know what you're going to get when you get a Michigan Wolverine offensive lineman. Just that Big Ten mantra as far as just dominating people, sticking people's face in the dirt, let them know about it a little bit. There's a lot of that in Ladarius Henderson's game, which I love to see. I know scouts that I've discussed Ladarius's game with love as well. So really, really charismatic young man. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview and Ladarius's insights as well to his time spent with Heisman winner Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, guys that most likely very well could be both top 10 picks here in the 2024 NFL Draft. So again, hope you guys enjoyed. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm on X, if you don't follow me there already, at _ Ryan Fowler. More of my work is at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. And the podcast can be found at all podcast platforms. So lots more of these to come for you guys as we get closer to the combine and to draft time. Always appreciate you guys. I am Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.